Extraordinary circumstances led Sam Dowse to meet his future wife in Europe. When they got back to the U.S., Sam and Virginia struggled to maintain a long-distance relationship, but 10 years ago, one of the largest tragedies in U.S. history finally brought the couple together and brought them to Dayton.
So I was moving from California back to Boston, and I had about 2 months off, and I approached my friend Andy, and I said, "Hey, Andy, I'll take you on a trip to Europe for 2 months. I'll pay for the flights. I'll pay for the lodgings." So off we went.
And I had just graduated, so I approached one of my friends and asked her if she could find a couple of weeks that summer to go to Europe. So we were catching a train to Stuttgart, Germany, and at the last minute, we decided that we wanted to get Swiss Army knives engraved for our brothers back home. So we ran over to the store real quick and ran back to the train station hoping that we hadn't missed our train to Stuttgart. And fortunately, we hadn't.
And actually, my friend Andy and I, we were buying Swiss Army watches, and we actually did miss our train and had to get on the next train. We got up to the platform to get on the train, and we saw Ginny and her friend Carly maybe about 50 yards away. And just at the same moment that we noticed them, an older individual by the name of Tim Flynn walked up to us and struck up a conversation.
And we were very disappointed because we'd noticed the two handsome men down the platform, and we just assumed that they were German. So when we heard somebody else come up and that they were American, we were very disappointed in ourselves for not saying hello.
But it worked out. We got on the train, and still to this day, Ginny claims that the only two seats on the train were directly behind me, Andy, and Tim, which I still don't know if I believe you, but that's okay. But I'm happy you sat there. So we got off the train, and I believe I asked if I could help you with your luggage to get it down from the overhead compartment.
Yes. And I thought I had heard that you were staying at the same hotel, but I wasn't sure. And I, of course, couldn't say anything because I'd been eavesdropping the whole time.
So I asked them where they were staying and wanted to see if they wanted to meet up later that evening. And it turned out all five of us were staying at the Hotel Anne Marked.
And when we checked in, they had us on the same floor.
That's right. So the same floor. And really, it was quite amazing. Throughout the next 3 days, we walked the city and got to know each other. We just connected. I felt like I'd found my soulmate. It was almost like a part of me was missing, and I'd found it in you. Even those 3 days. And it sounds corny to say, but, you know, I feel like this is the person I've been looking for. But so we long story short, we ended up getting back, going back to the States, and we were corresponding long distance.
Things were definitely progressing, but I don't think either of us still really knew where this was going and what was going to happen. And, you know, we both had just kind of gotten to a place with our careers that it wasn't a good time to move, but we enjoyed spending time with one another. And
so the morning of September 11th happened, and it was interesting. I remember being at my computer, and I realized that one of the flights was American 11 from Boston, and that, you know, just a week earlier I was supposed to be on that flight. And I was just in shock, as all of us were. You know, I just looked deep inside myself and, you know, asked myself, what do I want to do with my life? You know, and I knew two things. I knew I wanted to be with Ginny, and I knew that I wanted to go back to school and get my law degree. And I said, I'm going to write a business plan and present it to the owner of the company and, in essence, tell him I'm moving to Chicago. If you let me open up a small office and hire a few people, I'd be willing to do that. Otherwise, you know, here's my notice. And I pitched the idea to him, and I think he looked at me like and thought I was crazy. But somehow he bought the idea, and before he knew it, I was off to Chicago, and Ginny helped me find a small carriage house apartment. And it's really, for me, it was just, I think September 11th, with the horror that it was, I decided that I had to move on with my life and start my life over again. And
but we've made it work, and I can't imagine my life without you.
I can't either. I'm so happy I missed the train that you got on it. Even if there were more seats than just those two behind us.
There weren't. Those are the only two seats on the train.
All right. I believe it.
Sam and Virginia Dowse at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by WYSO volunteer Nick Long. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.